Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Here we go once again. Welcome to Steel and Az, episode 115. Joined by the boys tonight here, Magic Mike, Michael Steele. It's Mike, yeah. Mike, and
top
me
billing
just
for
living
me.
It.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go. Glove to see it.
There
Love
we go. You know, from our headquarters, Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight, we'll jump into the Bruins. You know, kind of hitting a rough patch of their season, losing the three of the last four, including a tough loss to low blow Chicago Blackhawks last night. We're recording on Wednesday night here.
Yeah, late Wednesday night.
Steele's off to Nashville in the morning.
I will be in Nashville by the time this is released. Let's go.
How you feeling about it?
Can't fucking wait. Honky Tonk's been calling my name since last year.
Fuck yeah.
Will we get some footage and content?
Some Hattie B's?
We'll see how it goes.
Whose bachelor party is it?
Billy Hamlin. Oh. Shout out Billy Hamlin and okay. Kayla Page.
Shout out to
great
them.
Couple.
Shout
great
there.
Couple.
Shout out there. Speaking of Billy, the Boston Celtics also kind of struggling. I think they're leading tonight over the Minnesota Timberwolves, but we'll have a little touch on that of, you know, how it's kind of been an up and down season despite them still being second place in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
I think we'll bring up right away, but I'll start with the end, which will be about UFC 286 headlined by Trilogy Fight, Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards. Should be
big
a
one.
Hell of a three-peat.
Big one.
World Baseball Classic. I've been watching it every night. It's been great stuff.
Fuck
if
yeah.
You're a baseball fan. Awesome. And then we're bringing back the Magic Mike Minute just for the time being.
Could be permanent. If I get layups.
What's it called, the documentary? It's called...
Money Shot.
Money Shot, the Pornhub story.
Yep.
Okay.
Netflix documentary.
Didn't deliver, but you'll have to hear
we'll
full
review.
Take on that.
But
didn't give the money shot, if you will.
But right away, we'll dive into
Bang.
NFL free agency. The New England Patriots hadn't made a big move besides a couple offensive linemen in the past couple days. But they struck ahead today, signed reigning Super Bowl champion Juju Smith-Schuster, who's coming off a 900-plus year receiving.
Yeah, good year.
Definitely number two receiver.
Yeah.
What do you think? 3 years, $33 million. Not guaranteed. I think it's like achieved or something if he hits the right amount of incentives.
I think the first 2 years are like kind of locked in, and then the third is like can change or something like that. I forget what it is.
Yeah, I think it's cool to see because everyone's making the whole comparison of, you know, they let Jacoby Myers go for the same amount of money that Juju got from the Patriots. And I just think he's a little bit more of a dynamic player than the Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers was a great first down guy. I have no complaints with him. He found space. But I think Juju Smith-Schuster is a better yak guy, yards after catch. I think he gets in the end zone more than Jacoby Myers. I think that's without doubt.
Yeah, I mean, like, if this was like obviously they were free agent signings. If this was like a trade, like, it would just be like fair.
Yeah, it's pretty
like
easy.
It, like, yeah, like, easy. It would be straight up. Like, I mean, like, so it's not the worst thing. It's good that we have another slot receiver. Still need a better outside threat, though. But going out and getting Juju, I'm fine with it. Love the move.
Yeah, I think
it's like Jacoby never left, in theory.
Exactly, yeah. But the problem is now, there's still plenty of free agency to go. Wide receiver twos, you know, we've had a lot of them over the last couple of years. But we've never really had a one. There was talks today, I think, Jeff Howe of The Athletic brought up the Patriots have been made calls on
Hopkins
and was it Odell Beckham?
Odell, yeah.
So as a free agent, I both obviously would fit right in. I think the better fit's DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh yeah, and one so they're not like a corpse that we're hoping is good.
Yeah, and I think he's like what, like 31, 32. I think you could get like a second round pick for him.
Yeah,
I think that's very doable for the Patriots. And if they have him, so you're talking about a receiving core that everyone was kind of talking smack about last year. That would be DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster to add to the core. Then you got Devontae Parker, who was their number one for the most part outside of Myers, was kind of heard here and there.
Yep.
Kendrick Bourne, pretty solid four. And then
if he plays.
Yeah, to round it out, Tyquan Thornton. So I think DeAndre Hopkins is a must trade for the Patriots.
Absolutely, because of how much it helps everyone. Like Devontae Parker was like he was our one, which like you don't want, but Devontae Parker is an unreal three.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable three. That'd be incredible. He'd be open so much. So hopefully they can pull it off. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is obviously being looked at. Like yeah. It's not like the Patriots not, are just owning it. Yeah.
I just think that out of all the years of getting a receiver, you gotta do it right now. I mean, you see today that AFC East is the AFC beast. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
Puke.
Miami's getting better. The Bills have been on top of the division the past couple of years. They just got Jordan Poyer back, their safety. Patriots uphill climb, fourth best quarterback in the division. Can say that, no questions now.
The Jets don't have Aaron yet, though.
They got him.
How?
They got him.
That's like, yeah, he's like yeah. Either going to be there or like not play. Like he's going to.
He's playing.
Like you might as well not he's play. Because the Jets suck.
Well, no, they're just finalizing the trade.
Not enough he's following Brett Favre's footsteps takes.
Yeah.
Like going to the Jets, too.
I think it's a shit division that hopefully Buffalo is the only contender really in this division. That's honest. None of those teams are winning the Super Bowl. Not us, not the Dolphins, and the Jets ain't winning it.
Oh, no. Super Bowl contenders? I don't think so, but in terms
just
of...
Just a tough division?
A tough division.
Fair,
that's
I guess.
A competitive division.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of always has been, no? No, I guess not.
Nah.
But we always struggle against shitty Miami and Jets.
The Jets have been an easy sweep for years.
Fair. Yeah. And, all right, and, they definitely won't be now, for no. sure,
and even
with
though
that.
I don't think Rodgers is like Aaron Rodgers of like old. Like he, no. That's a massive improvement over yeah. Zach Wilson.
Good for them.
Like
I hope that the deal does go through. I think
it
would be
will,
fun for him
go
to go
it's
there.
It's like 99.
Cool with it.
Brett Favre, I don't like that comparison, though. I think at this stage of his career, Aaron Rodgers is twice the player Brett Favre was when he came around this time.
Yeah, but both of them, like the Packers, were just like kind of get fucked.
Yeah.
And then they both ended up on the Jets.
That's true.
Like, that's where I was going with yeah. that. I wasn't directly comparing.
Yeah,
the,
they were
like,
oh, Jordan Love's going to end up on the Jets in, like, 24.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I wasn't comparing numbers here. You just follow the team line. There'll be a Viking next.
Great to see.
Was it the Vikings first? I
Patriots,
no
couple more guys here. Riley Reiff.
I saw that. I have no idea who that
offensive
is.
Offensive lineman coming from the Bears. Started, like, I think 10 games last season. Calvin Anderson came from Denver yesterday. They brought the team plane to Denver to go get Calvin Anderson.
That's, maybe worth it.
That's stealthy.
I mean, the Bears guy, it was only like one game. Like, I don't really know that guy. But they showed him in the game where the Bears ripped us apart, like Justin Fields last year. And he was up getting after it. So...
Any other big news from any other teams other than the Jets and us?
Yes, but before we do that, we have breaking news. Yeah. James Robinson, former running back from the Jacksonville Jaguars, signs a two-year, $8 million deal with the New England Patriots. Jeremy Fowler, if you know, get the source in there.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, spread the love.
So he's been a pretty good back. I think he played for the Jets a little bit too.
I think so.
I think it was Jets' last team. I think that officially announces that Damian Harris is not coming back to the New England Patriots.
Which I don't think anyone really
expected. Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson is going to be RB1 next year. He was kind of RB1 this year as it was. But this just sets the precedent of, you know, it's going to be another deep running back core. I can see them adding someone else. And even the guys from last year, Kevin Harris and Pierre Strong, were pretty damn good too.
Oh, yeah, because now like the Patriot way of doing it, like, now it's Mondre for like 2 years, but like it's also clock's ticking on like finding the guy that replaces Mondre.
Yeah, it's like Sony Michel. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like they just keep going. It's
yeah, so like
we've never had a good running back, really, have we? Who's like the last?
We've
good
always
one we had.
Had like the most underrated Corey running Dillon? Back in the league.
Corey Dillon's the best running back the past.
Yeah, but like
how long
we all,
ago was that? Like a long time, right?
I think that was like right around the undefeated season.
He was there. He was definitely there for like one of the first three, I think, wasn't he?
Probably the last one. So
yeah,
maybe
like
it was a couple years.
Yeah.
Been a while though.
But I think I definitely think we've always had one of the most like underrated running backs. Like usually, like if you actually like watch the games, don't just look at the numbers. Like Damian Harris, Deion Lewis when he would play was
Deion
electric.
Lewis was a dog.
Like there were a few good ones.
Kevin Falk, my favorite Patriot Kevin running Falk, back of all time. He was a dirty boy.
I mean, LeGarrette Blount, it was fucking LGB, like, yeah.
You know me.
Like Jonas Gray for one game. Stud.
What a game.
What a game.
Misses practice the week after, never plays again.
Ah, what a blown opportunity. RIP.
Other breaking news. Showtime just texted us he met Uncle Dana.
Oh,
Dana
wow.
White. I'm asking for a picture for confirmation
let's
on
see,
that, but up until right now, we're just going to have to go ahead and believe that.
That's
a big deal.
I don't doubt Craig Hines.
It's a big
You're
deal.
A fool to doubt
you know
Craig
for
Hines.
A fact he definitely just shook his hand. He said, still in Naz, hoping to get to you for an interview. You know he did.
He's at the minor league. UFC, what was it?
I don't know. It's
Combat Zone.
Name.
I think it's Calvin Cater's. Dang.
Yeah, shout out to Tommy Pags.
Two former Steel Naz guests were fighting tonight, and they both won. So that's good news. Good news.
Instagram continues. Story. So is
oh
it's
god.
All right. Instagram
let's get.
Story.
Let's check this thing live.
Let's check it live.
Check it live.
Uncle Dana.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. He really did. You know that's all he wanted to get there. That was all his purpose of going there.
Yeah,
and the tux tonight was literally just to have
I
that.
I don't know how much he paid for
like
a
incredible.
Top seat, but that's what he paid for. And he got it.
He's been roaming.
That's
I'd like to know how much he paid for that tux to be
That's
honest.
Just Showtime and Primetime. Like, what else is there?
That's it, yeah. That's it. Getting it done.
Who knows? Who knows where the rest of the night goes for him, but that was definitely on his checklist.
Oh yeah,
he can check that one off.
He got that done so early, like it's like
yeah,
9,
night's
9
young.
30.
They haven't even made it to memoir.
There's plenty of
who knows what's happening for him tonight.
Is he with who's he with Mark?
He says he is, but I haven't seen any content with Mark, so who knows? I know Prosciutto Poppy's there, Tommy TikTok. It's full stealing that. We got like 4 guests in that bitch. We should have been there.
Oh,
probably.
We should have gone probably. You're
it's
right.
Okay though.
It's all right. We're here. On the Patriots front. Like I said, need a wide receiver one, go from there. But right now, not looking too good just because the I think it's what everyone around them has been doing.
Do you think if it was a shittier division, you'd feel better about like I still don't feel
way
good
better,
about
way
I
better.
Just don't feel good about this team, period.
Way better. Like, I think that bringing in the offensive coordinator is big. I think bringing in right away, knowing the situation that you need a better offensive line for this guy – no excuse for Mac Jones this year, especially if they get Hopkins.
No,
they're gonna have everyone that they need.
This is Mac Jones. If Mac Jones is like last year, get him the fuck out of here. Like, see
who's coming?
I still,
who's coming to rescue if that happens? Like,
no, there's no rescue
because it really is on Mac. That's why I'm saying it's all fine and dandy getting. They don't sound like they've gotten much better from the trade.
No, and it's tough too because of how Mac is because he's not like. Like, Zach Wilson made it clear-cut, like, move the fuck on. Like, he was absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
you know
Mac
what I mean?
Is,
like
run of the road. He's run of the road. He's just not a New England Patriots, like, bow down to him.
15 out of 30, just, like, perfectly in the middle.
He'd be great in any other state.
He's got scapegoats right now, too. Matt Patricia had, like, the worst year as an offensive coordinator
ever. Yeah, and that's true. That's not just, like, defended. Like, that is how bad.
I feel like Mac maybe has... He could have the yips. I don't know. Like,
I don't think he has the yips.
I
think he's out here.
He hasn't proved himself as like a mentally strong quarterback.
I
like
agree.
That
doesn't mean have the yips though.
Fair. We'll see. I agree. I hope he does next year. I'm rooting against his team.
I mean,
I'm sticking on my stance. Like I'm a Patriots. I'm negative on that.
And I mean, it could show his toughness a lot because like last year, like I mean, like dude, like thinking you're gonna be the franchise quarterback and then literally having home stadium just chant Zappy like in your grill.
If there was
like,
a guy who could have a yips as a quarterback, he's got the storyline of a yips
like you
guy.
That either kills you or motivates you to be better.
Exactly.
Daniel Jones he just got $160 million. He's getting the yips the week one.
That's one of the
you
worst.
Think his story's gonna, you think what, his now. Story's going downhill this year?
Downhill.
Okay.
He just got paid for no reason.
Do we have any early favorites for this year going into the next year? The Chiefs?
I mean,
again?
I don't like it. It's still going to have to play out. I don't think there's any definitive team where I'm like, I'm taking them no matter what.
I don't think it changed too much, though, really.
Yet.
I mean, the Jets, I guess, getting Aaron Rodgers is a big change. Like, the Packers, they might be, like, just out of the question. But other than that, Sean Payton to the Broncos is a huge deal.
Yeah, even though Russell Wilson, I'm just not a fan of Russell Wilson anymore.
That's also
pulled a 180 on him.
I get that, and I have too, and I'm not like defending him here, but like that coach was all time bad.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was like...
Who's now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets.
Yeah, but some people are just coordinators. That's how it works. Yeah, like, Todd Bowles is like a great coordinator. He was head coach of the Jets, too. And, I mean, that could just be the Jets' curse. I don't know. But, it's
true. So, a couple more. What was your favorite pickup of another team? Did you see any of them today?
Nothing. Too much. Irrelevant team, but I'm pretty sure the Panthers got Miles Sanders.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That's a great pickup for them. I mean, like, not that they're gonna do anything, but that's a better
we'll
running back.
We'll see
than
what
you
plays
have.
Out. We're early. We'll see what other big pickups happen.
And that Eagles defense is ripped to shreds. They're losing everybody.
Everyone. They did bring back James Bradbury, who made the game losing penalty.
Did you guys shout out Baker to the Bucks yet?
No, that's you.
That's you.
You're the Bucks guy.
I feel like that's a pretty big move. I like Baker for the Bucks.
Kyle, he's gonna be in competition with Kyle Trask. Could be pretty
good.
How's
he?
Florida scum.
Pretty good Florida career.
Florida
Baker's
scum.
Baker.
Yeah, until he's not.
Baker's gonna go cook down in Tampa.
Contract,
probably not, but who knows?
Contract worth up to $8.5 million.
He's a 1 year signing, right?
1 year signing.
I like that.
That's got to be one of the, like, because, like, the Rams made Baker play, like, the week he showed up. Like, if he has an offseason with the Bucs, like, the Bucs still have a decent roster, not, like, anything fantastic.
Yeah, they just need to fix their offensive line.
Yeah.
I think that's all that is. If Brady stayed and they fixed their offensive line, they would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No, they did not.
On the other hand, the Patriots wrapping it up. Devin McCourty retires after 13 seasons
legend.
Or so in the NFL.
Love Devin McCourty.
Legend, I think he's obviously a Patriots Hall of Famer. Yeah. I think he's an NFL Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think there's not a lot of better, you know, guys who – he was a corner first-round pick coming into the league. Belichick, he was kind of struggling cornerback-wise. Belichick switched him to safety, became one of the best safeties to ever put on a Patriots uniform. Won 3 Super Bowls.
And he was always crazy because, like, he was always more of, like, a, like, attacking the ball type of guy, like tackles and shit like that. But then you would somehow see, like, the stat that he is, like, the most interceptions. Since,
yeah,
like,
he's just right place, right time. Yeah. He's right place, right time. And then Matt Slater stays another year. I think he's, like, 37 right now. Still kicking ass on the special teams.
Especially what he does, like... It's like the football equivalent of, like, Wakefield. Like, dude, throw knuckleballs till you're fucking 50. Like, if you want, like, be the punt return guy and don't fucking whatever.
Hit the track, you know? Like,
yeah,
run some
he
laps.
Can still run that fast. Yeah. Like, fucking, if he wants to run down and, like, boom the punt returner, go for it.
Yeah, playing defense is a lot different. Trying to think.
He runs a straight line and then makes a tackle.
Oh, so Jabril Peppers signs back with the Patriots. I think that's a great pickup. After losing McCourty, I think Jabril Peppers was the best player on their special teams, like the kickoff. He was in on every play. He was just making some great hits. Great player, first round out of Michigan. Played pretty well for the Browns, even though they never, like, won a game when he played on the team.
And he's the very Patriot thing of, like, you can throw him at corner, safety,
and they just have
inside linebacker.
They have so many of those guys. Kyle Duggar. Yeah. Even, like, Josh Uche moves around. Be cool to see. And actually, the breaking news, James Askins, what's up, kid? Ezekiel Elliott cut from the Cowboys.
Wow. Yeah, see ya.
I mean, I could see him. You know what? I could see him go to Tampa. I think that'd be a good spot for him.
Be Tampa, yeah.
They need
the running back?
They need a back, yeah.
We could use him.
Who's we?
Not me, you're right.
That officially means his last play as a Cowboy was just getting tuned up in that playoff. That's awesome. That was, like, already on Twitter, that's but great. Now it's official, so that's sick.
I may have to run up the road and let my sister in the house real quick. I haven't watched the Celtics or the Bees lately, so I'm probably not even needed for that. I'll be literally right back.
It's fine, man.
She's on the horn.
Can't wait.
I don't think so.
Good luck.
One minute.
Stephon Gilmore to the Cowboys. That's a big trade.
Oh, that's a big deal. Yeah, that's huge. Good for them.
Yeah, so far, a pretty good NFL free agency. Hoping more out of the Patriots. Like I said, wide receiver one. And it seems like they've improved their offensive line a little bit. I think those were the main two. Maybe a safety or corner in the draft. I think that's where you gotta go.
So do you have do you have, like, the list there of, like, what's left, like, top remaining free agents?
Not really. I don't think it does. Oh, I think it does. I know Dalton Schultz is available, the tight end. Kind of like that.
That'd be cool. Jonnu gone.
Yeah, Jonnu traded to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, for like a wash machine. Yeah. Sad failure there.
Orlando Brown Jr. played for the Chiefs, right? Offensive tackle. I don't think we have a tackle. He's probably going to be big money. CJ Gardner-Johnson, safety from the Eagles.
He's good.
That'd be another pickup.
That'd be good.
Lavonta David is on the block.
I think he
signed back with Tampa.
I think he did, yeah.
Jordan Poyer signed back with the Bills today. Yeah. Yeah, and then like Derek Carr to the Saints.
That's a big pickup for them. That's huge. I mean, that's at least a stable quarterback. I mean, he might not make you a Super Bowl contender right away, but like you can build around that position with him anyway.
Jimmy G to the Raiders. I don't know how that's an upgrade. And you just gave him $20+ million a year. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, like at least Derek Carr, like he's gonna play.
Yeah, keep an eye out on this. I think the Patriots looking for another tight end after letting go Jonnu Smith. Mike Gesicki from the Miami Dolphins has, within the last 3 hours, followed Mac Jones on Instagram, followed the Patriots on Instagram, and followed a couple other Patriots players.
Might as well buy the jersey. Yeah. Might as well fucking put it, yeah.
But somebody, he's 6 foot six, you know, good size. He
screams Bill Belichick. Yeah. Like screams it. That guy's exactly
he's
what
gonna
he wants.
He's going to be 27 years old. Like he had a good career in Miami.
Yeah.
I think going over here, I think it'd be a great double tight end set. Those are my wish lists. I will go DeAndre Hopkins trade, Mike Gesicki tight end. And I'm kind of getting nuts, but Jadeveon Clowney on the backside there.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Judon Clowney. I think you can get Clowney at cheap too, because he's kind of that like Kenny Powers look where no one really wants him.
No, he's reached that point of kind of just like 1 year deals for like the like rest of his career kind of thing. So if you were like maybe you step it up to two, he'll be like fine, let's do it.
No, give him one. Give him one and get lost.
See? Two but cheaper.
Have
mix
a good
it
year.
In. Because you don't want it to work and then have to like do it.
30 years old, production dropped off last season, 2 sacks in 12 games. That's tough. Jonathan Jones re-signed. That's a big CB1 right now.
Yeah.
Great player. Covers your best slot. Very fast guy. A little height challenge, but he's been playing pretty well.
No, that happens. He had a great year.
He had 4 picks. He's fast as can be. I think that's a big re-signing. That's what the Patriots do a lot. They don't, besides making splashes 2 years ago, I think they've been big of like re-signing guys rather than getting guys from other teams. Obviously, it happens, but like Isaiah Wynn, not going to be back.
Thank good. Christ.
Send him to the fucking
smell
you.
That
Bears.
Might be my favorite part of the fucking.
He was the fourth highest paid player on the team last year.
That's disgusting.
He was garbage.
That's a waste of money.
He was garbage. Jacoby Brissett to the Commanders. Always big fan of Jacoby. It's my guy.
That's a great spot for him because that's a team, like, they always have quarterback trouble. Like, he'll play.
Yeah, him
he'll
and
see
Sam,
a few snaps.
Him and Sam Buffett. Howell, they'll probably get, like, a third-round pick.
Yeah.
That, like, quarterback, we'll see. Transitioning on into what was the hottest team in hockey. Still the best record by miles. At least 17 points up on Toronto. But have lost 3 of 4 now, notably to the Blackhawks last night. Saw this game all through and through. Oh, by the way, Steele, I've been going nuts on these apps since betting's been legalized. FanDuel, up a bunch. Pavel Zaka doubled it last night, plus 600. It was plus 300, but on the FanDuel app, you get a boost. So it was plus 600 to score a goal, and he ripped a goal in the third period. Fucking dollar.
Zaka, baby. Can't be stopped. God bless him. Sadly,
but,
the Bruins
but you know what? It's just stupid stuff, though, because – like again, I'm not a big like shot for shot guy. Like, yeah, we outshot him by 13, whatever. It comes down to if you watch this game, the game was in hand. I think they were up 3-2 at one point, and they kind of turned things around by Chicago created turnovers in the Bruins' end, and then the penalties. I think Marchand got a penalty on a on a already penalty kill, and then someone before that got one too. It just seems like they keep shooting themselves in the leg. I mean, it's still good. It's still all good. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Of course. No, and like individually speaking, I don't think a Bruin has like played as badly as the Forbert Clifton did line pair did last the Blackhawks game.
Yeah,
they were both terrible.
Awful. It was tough to watch.
I mean, that has to be split up or drop one. Like that cannot be the third D pair. It cannot be.
It's ridiculous how great this team's been all year, and you just have. It was due to happen. It just kind of makes them a little vulnerable. Makes you look a little vulnerable come the postseason.
Back to back regulation losses for the first time all season. It's March 15th.
Yeah, March Madness.
That's nuts. That's insane.
I know.
And also one thing too is though, when it comes to that though, and this time of year is like, when you've already clinched a playoff spot, the Blackhawks just got rid of Patrick Kane, like they won their Super Bowl last night.
They're hungry.
Like they won. Like that. That was the biggest game of their season.
The kid Hartman, who's been on
and
our
we didn't show up.
Podcast before, was playing for the Chicago last night.
No, like we didn't give a shit about that game halfway through. Like one of their goals when it was batted through, there were three Bruins just standing there.
Yeah, just uncharacteristic stuff. Like even the Oilers game, go up 2-0 early, and then you know what, Swayman. Like all three goals were pretty like shitty.
Yeah,
I think Swayman had a bad game there.
And that too, like with the Oilers and like a lot of like other things have talked about it too, but it's like if you lose 3-2 and like Draisaitl and McDavid have like 4 points, like you know what I mean? Like it's like that happens.
Yeah.
That fucking happens. They do nothing, you should beat them.
I'll cut them some slack. Like any NHL bat, like back to bat, like they did Bruin in Boston on Saturday at 1,
yep, yeah,
and then in Detroit on Sunday. If you get swept as an NHL team, you just don't even deserve to be in the league.
No, yeah. No.
That should be a split every time.
Absolutely.
I do not blame the Bruins for losing that game. I think they went down big. They went down like 4-0, battled their way back down 4-3. I think they got an empty netter at the end.
And they battled back in the first game, too.
Yeah,
they were
game.
Down the first game.
I was actually watching that. I was sipping some nice what was it? Mudslides up at Attitash Mountain last weekend. Getting after it. Good stuff. Good mountain. Good drinks. Good vibes. But yeah, Garnet Hathaway gets the job done in the third period.
Yeah. Solid. He was one of the only ones who was trying in the Blackhawk game too.
Yeah, I've
there was not a good effort there in that game.
I haven't had a problem with anyone who they've traded for. Including Orlov, Bertuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
Hathaway. Bertuzzi almost had, was that last night? He almost had one and they called it back.
Double post.
Went
boom,
boom.
That sucked.
They were making fun of Chicago. They're like, oh, that hasn't been the only double doink in Chicago.
I was stunned. I thought that went in personally. Like, I was like one of the people like being like, are you kidding me? Like, you didn't see that fucking. Like,
yeah.
And then they showed the replay and I was like, fuck, it
didn't. Looks back. I think a tougher stretch coming up. I was looking at it today. They're on the road against Winnipeg. Winnipeg's been a pretty good team this year.
Yep.
They're going to have to, you know, strike after losing 3-4. Then you got Minnesota, who I think's been, are they all right? Let's see. Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty damn good. Second in the Central Division. So you got a tough stretch here. I know the Western Conference teams aren't as powerful as the Beast of the East. And then at Buffalo is never easy. And then at home against Ottawa. And actually, I will be in attendance next Thursday night as they host the Montreal Canadiens. It's going to be a great
game. Nice. Fuck
yeah.
Fuck the Habs.
Balcony.
Like, looking at the Wild, disgusting. I feel like the Wild have just been, like, the fifth seed of, like, the Western Conference for, like 20 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just there.
I could guess their position every year.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, just exactly where they are.
When I was just going down the list there, I was just like, yeah, they're probably pretty good. Clicked on it, 30-21, perfect.
Yeah, straight middle of the pack, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but how about that Pastrnak, Krejci, Pavel Zacha line? Unbelievable.
Absolutely. The check line's incredible. And I think this is like, if this was happening, losing your step like this, like it's bound to happen. So it's, but like, I like losing it now than if like the playoffs started next week. Like there's still time, like, and maybe they struggle till next week and then they play the fucking Canadiens. And I know they suck, but it's like Bruins, Canadiens, and then that starts them back up again and they go to war against every team. Like there's still time for that.
There's plenty of that.
Are they still best in the NHL?
Oh yeah,
by miles. They can do what they're doing now and like still do that. Like they're having like the best
games
year.
In,
like,
so they got like 16 games left.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I just think that the most important thing isn't wins. I think at this point it's about being healthy going this playoff.
100%. 100%.
Obviously don't want to lose 10 in a row, and that's not gonna happen. But no,
are we hitting a playoff game when they make it?
It's crazy, dude. Like the same.
I want to go tarps off.
The same, like the low, like the cheapest ticket for like the first round game because they're so good this year is gonna be like $500.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts,
no,
dude?
It's gonna be ugly.
How do we get? What did we pay when we went that year?
Only like I think a little over 100.
But just because they're wicked good, it jacks up that high.
Yeah. I mean, no one's been this.
You
good.
Would think someone would be like, all right, well, first round should be a breeze, so I'll just save my big money, big load for like closer to the Stanley Cup.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well,
I mean,
what if the big load never happens?
Yeah, the closer you get.
Well,
yeah.
You don't want to pay $500 and say, oh, I watched the Bruins ruin their season in the first round. Yeah, like, I'd be pissed. That
yeah,
would
no,
make
want to fucking blow it.
At least when we lost tarps off, it was like, oh, that was, you know, that was a fun night. Didn't matter.
Tarps off. God damn it. Lakers suck.
What do you think of this pyro water steel?
It's pretty good.
Not bad?
Not that bad. No, not bad.
No free ads, but we'll give it.
And I wouldn't
I think
expect
these,
to like some margarita flavored, personally.
Yeah. No. $250, I think it was. Cost me $9 for the three of them, so maybe it's with tax a little.
Yeah,
with
tax. Yeah.
But either way. Pretty good product for 10% alcohol. I swear, these are the move come this weekend.
That was
keep it cheap. Keep it light. Light on your feet.
That was an ad read.
Yeah, you said no free ads. It's a complete ad read.
They paid me for that.
I like it.
F, yeah.
Transitioning on to the other team playing at TD Garden, the Boston Celtics, they're in that 47-22 game tonight against the T-Wolves. They're right now up 84-80. Not too promising, I think, right now. I think they've been kind of slow. Marcus Smart, I think, has stood in the way at times.
Yeah, tough stretch for him, for sure.
Jason Tatum is really on or off. They played, the Bruins and the Celtics did in back-to-back nights. Celtics dropped to, like, the worst team in the league in the Rockets. Rockets actually played a pretty damn good game, but I think Tatum was, like, 8 for, like, 25.
Oh, yeah.
Jaylen Brown played well, but when those two guys aren't playing well with each other, the best thing is when they're sticking because then everyone's yelling around them. They kind of lead by example.
No, but it gets tough when you get to this point because you're in the playoffs, you're there, you're a contender, and you see, like, because we're so late in the season, like, you see, like, 15-48. And it's like, dude, it's tough to get up for that game.
That's
like,
true.
It's like, you know, like, that's just honest, like, as a person, like, you want your players, the team you root for, to have a mentality that isn't like that. But, like, it's literally tough to do, dude.
Every game.
Like, if you've played sports, you've played a team where you've been like, we're going to fucking massacre these guys.
Can't wait.
And then you see what happens. And then sometimes you get like, it happens.
Malcolm Brogdon, like, I feel like every night is just so solid for this team. Like 12 points tonight. Jaylen Brown, 29 points again. Tatum, 4 for 13. They're up 7.
Yeah, I
What's
think...
What's going on with Tatum? What do you think the background story is? Trouble in paradise? Trouble at home?
Nah, he just...
It's usually the first place you can look.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy, I like that.
You got to wonder, like, why is he shooting so terribly?
They scare me a
is
bit
he injured?
More.
Could he be injured
he
maybe
he
a little?
He plays the most minutes in the NBA.
Let's give the guy a rest a little. Yeah.
They scare me a bit more because of, like, you need Tatum and Brown. Like, they've obviously been there. They've been to the finals now, even though they lost. But, like, still, like, they've been to playoffs and all that stuff. But they're still, like, young and stuff like that. Like, you need to, like, fight through the grind and stuff. Like, the Bruins have Bergeron and them leading the way. So I'm not that worried about them. They'll be sat down and be like, we got to fucking snap out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, this has to happen. I'm a bit more worried about the Celtics with a former at the beginning of the year interim coach.
I'm just way more concerned. I said it last week. I've said it, I think, all month. Until Joe Mazzulla has his team playing defense-first basketball, they're in trouble. The fact that we're talking about they should be taking more threes, that's just, like, childish. Sounds like a video game. I'm not here for that. They're on a West road trip right now. Lost in Houston. Got Minnesota right now. Portland, Utah, Sacramento is probably the only good team out of there.
Shout out Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, 5 games.
Let's go.
I bet on them tonight. They're actually losing. they're winning right now. Let's ride. They're losing the whole game. But they should go at least 3-2 here, 4-1. I think there's no excuse to go anything less than 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, like West Coast trips are tough, but when you got the like the lower half West Coast trip, you got
to
get.
Yeah, when you start going to Texas, it gets a little harder.
Yeah, like when you got to beat like you know, the Jokic's and shit of the world, that's one thing. But like when you got the Rockets, like come on, man.
Yeah, they only have like a handful of games I think left.
Yeah, both it's coming down.
Who's South?
Yeah, coming down the wire.
It's like a month away from both playoffs.
Are they in
NHL
first?
And NBA.
Or no, you said they're in second.
They're in second behind the Bucks, three games. Actually, the Sixers are only a game back of them for the two seed here.
Did you see Giannis?
This could
last
get
night?
Ugly. This could get ugly.
No.
When he hit that guy.
No, I didn't see it.
Some guy stood in front of Giannis. Giannis literally knocked his tooth out.
Like a player or a fan?
Yeah, a player. Like, he just ran into him full speed, knocked his tooth out, and they called a foul on the other guy. Hmm. Like it was one of the most, like, I have no idea.
Did it look like a foul? Maybe
no,
was it accidental?
It was clear. Like, the announcers were like, I have no idea how on earth that was a foul, like, not on Giannis. So he was like, Giannis
the
just.
The NBA is such horseshit.
Yeah, like, they were just like, Giannis just killed that guy. Like,
we're going to have to hope for, like, them to be like, you know, it's a good storyline here for Boston. The Bruins look like they're going to win it. We just got to be in the mix long enough.
There's nothing worse than the NBA, dude.
It really does suck.
I love watching.
How's
the
West
Celtics.
Looking? Is Durant looking good on the Suns and everything?
The West is fucked, dude. The West from like seeds 4 through 13, they're all like
garbage.
Three games apart. The Suns are like four games over 500. The top three is the Nuggets, Grizzlies, and Kings, who can all lose to the worst team in the whole conference. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
All these teams fucking suck.
I like that.
The Grizzlies
are like that. Wild West Coast right now.
The Grizzlies are the 2 seed and, like, mathematically, like, still could possibly not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
4.5, you know what I mean? It seems like.
No, like, that's not going to happen. I'm not saying that. But, like, it's still there.
It really
like,
is that tight,
it's,
though?
It's
like, it's
tight,
that
all
interchangeable?
All these teams suck.
Like, at this time of the year, the top, like, 4 teams should just be, like, locked in far away
from
everything.
7 through 10 seeds are under 500.
It's probably that on the East Coast, I bet it's like that. Like, 1 through 4 is probably pretty set for us.
One through 1 through 4, pretty much. Milwaukee, Celtics, Sixers, Cavs. And then you got the Knicks, Nets, Heat. I mean, Celtics going to have to beat some good teams here, man. Because if you're in the Western Conference, looks like you get, you know, sneaking through unless you get the Suns or Warriors in the first round, which I think it could be a little tough. But on that, like, Denver doesn't scare me. They lost to a ship bump team last night. Memphis has people with guns in the fucking nightclub. Don't have to begin with that.
Wait, so as of right this second, Suns-Warriors is a first-round matchup?
Yeah, that would be unbelievable.
That's massive for everyone else.
Say
that
again.
Is so
Suns
big
what? Suns-Mavs?
Suns-Warriors.
Oh, Suns-Warriors.
Would be the first round.
Getting one of those teams guaranteed out is so big to every other team. Like, other teams should be, like, tanking and trying to win based on keeping that
amount.
I like that.
What happens in the hockey every year. How Toronto plays Tampa every year. Like, nice.
Yeah.
Toronto's going
to
be
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Toronto's gone.
Love it.
Yeah. Which will happen again this year. The Clippers, with Kawhi Leonard. I think they have probably the deepest team in the West, the Clippers. But they always find a way to lose.
The Clippers' best game is elite in the NBA. They just can't do it enough.
No.
They just don't know how to. Like the Clippers' best game could be, like, almost any
Trash.
Team in the league.
Trash.
But, like, then they just they don't have it. Someone gets hurt, something like that. They're never complete.
Who's the best on that team? Leonard? Is he still there?
Yeah.
Not quite Leonard. Yeah, they have Paul George. John Wall off the bench. Hello, John Wall. Yeah.
Fuck. Look out. Do that again.
Nah.
Speaking of which, John Morant, I wish someone photoshopped my face on that picture of him with the stripper. Someone should have got me for that.
I'm like mad at myself for not doing that now.
Alexis.
Before we transition to another.
We're still coming for you.
To another sport. Magic Mike wants to return his Magic Mike Minute this week.
Should we let it rip now?
Yeah, let it rip right now.
Okay. Magic Mike Minute, back. We're back in town. You know, when a porn documentary falls in my lap, I have to bring back my minute. I have to talk about it.
Respectfully.
The money shot. I can't remember the money shot, colon, what it was, but the money shot is not a Pornhub story. They, I was expecting good things. Nas said there were some heavy hitter porn stars in there. Shout out Asa Akira. She is an all-star. She's a vet of the game. Like, OG, probably one of the first people anyone ever saw in porn. First Asian, for sure. Like, literally everyone's first Asian. Asa Akira.
So I watched, like, the first, like, 15, 20 minutes so I could, like, join this conversation. They just compared, like, I don't know, starting up Pornhub, they, like, had these, like, tech designers who knew nothing about porn. And they were like, all right, well, as long as we can get, like, the tech going for the websites, that's fine. So they just had all these geeks working on a porn website. And like,
yeah, like bunch of horny bastards. Yeah, the OG head of Pornhub.
Who do you think would make the porn website? Like, who do you think came up with that idea?
The OG head of Pornhub, big porn-looking guy, like, shout out Pyron Simon, like, looked like a porn guy. Like, he just looked like the kind of guy who would create a thing called Pornhub.
Was that the guy kind of...
I can't remember his fucking name.
He was like kind of fat and ugly. Probably had an absolute weapon.
Yeah. Maybe he had a weapon. I hope he has a weapon so he got to fuck some of the stars on his site. Regardless, the documentary takes a horrid turn where it's no longer about porn and it's really just about Pornhub being a bad place. Rape accusations. Like people.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's just got ugly for me. A lot of like court case talk, a lot of lawyer talk, a lot of talk. It wasn't getting my dick hard at all. I wasn't going into that doc looking for that, but also maybe there are porn stars talking. It could have gone a different direction.
Wrong mindset.
They were going at my favorite site, Pornhub, hard, and I don't know what side I'm on. I got lost in the mix. I really wasn't even listening. Lost in the sauce. There was a brief moment at the end where they brought it back to what it's really all about. A nice girl. She was easily the star of the doc, minus this big girl. She won BBW of the year. I'm going to shout out her name because I have to.
I don't know how you couldn't.
We're going to give her a shout out. Gwen Adora, BBW of the year. Shout out you. You were great on the doc. And the other girl, she had pink hair. She was great. It was all court mumbo jumbo for like literally an hour, and then all of a sudden this girl with the pink hair who had been in it throughout, she just comes out and she's raiding dicks. I was like, you guys, my ears perked. I was in it. It was like a brief 2 minutes, like at the very end of the doc. I was like, where did that come from?
Laser focus.
Like
magic.
They knew they needed to bring us back, and then it went right back into court docs to wrap it up. But that was a nice little shout out to that, because a dick raiding thing. Dick rating's a big thing. I don't know if you boys know that, but
I feel like whatever point the documentary was trying to make, like you might have missed it.
I think I might have
got a bit over your head.
You know, that's where I'm at, and I hope they make more porn documentaries, and they're just more about like the people that I look up to, my role models. You know,
that was on Netflix, all stars. Right? That was on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. Good. You can miss it. Like, really, don't waste your time with.
Don't waste the time. Okay.
Keep spanking it. Head to the hub. That's my minute.
What a way to end it. What a way to end it. Moving on, as we had a good we had quite the good UFC 285 last week with the John Jones win over Cyril Gaon. This week we have a third fight here, a trio here.
Oh, yeah, a trilogy, baby. Let's go.
Shout out John Jones. First ever bet win for me, I think.
Yeah.
Ever.
Big.
Love that.
Big.
Love that.
Shout out me and Anton.
Yeah, because we couldn't get Blake Jarwin that time. That was a tough one.
Yeah, I needed
tough.
That.
Yeah.
If fucking John Jones lost that night, it would have been a real shit show.
Yeah, would have been nuts. Would have been nuts.
Kamaru.
Would have saw some tears, yeah.
So going into this third fight, Kamaru Usman, favorite, minus 250. Leon Edwards, plus 200. You know, Usman wins the first fight when they're younger. Usman was winning the whole fight last time. Leon Edwards came out of nowhere, last 20 seconds, a kick to the face. One of the most electric endings
in
the history of the UFC. Kamaru Usman will go down as a top three, I think, UFC fighter to ever do it. Top three, five, whatever way you want to rank it. But going into this, I think this is Usman getting this back, winning the series 2-1. I think it would have to take another, you know, crazy knockout from Leon Edwards. But, you know, you see all these mashups and, like, his trainer going into that round, hyping him up, being...
Oh, yeah. No, that guy's a beast.
You want to go home. I don't see a loser in this fight, no matter who loses on Saturday, if that makes
sense. Oh, no, they're awesome, and this is huge for Leon Edwards.
I mean, there's a loser.
But I think Leon Edwards already won by winning once.
Facts, yeah. Yeah. He's no, just doing absolutely. This because he has to, yeah. Probably. I mean, he has to.
So. Retain the belt.
Yeah.
Retain the belt.
It wouldn't have been a bad time to walk off into the sunset and just let it go. But I, you know, you got it. That would be maybe a loser thing to do anyway. So, yeah, there is. You're right. There's no losers.
Well,
here.
Him winning this was huge because that also made it in his backyard. Like, it's in
yeah,
England.
They're going to London.
And like
oh,
that,
I like that.
And
is
that
Patty,
made it.
Is Patty the baddie on this card? He must be. Wow,
no.
No,
no. I don't think. I mean, like, undercard and stuff, there might be, like, other English guys on the undercard and shit. But I don't think anyone else is English.
Justin Gaethje's co-main event.
But he's not England, is what I'm saying. I'm saying England guys. Yeah,
hot take. I think Leon takes it now that it's in England. I got a feeling. I got one of those feelings now that I know that.
They've fought 8 rounds against each other, and
he's
like,
won one.
And Kamaru Usman has won, like,
I think
7.8, and then just got kicked in the face.
Yeah, I still think he probably won that round. He just got knocked out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, there's no, like, from a gambling standpoint, like, obviously Leon's the dog, and, like, plus money, and he's done it before, so, like, take him. But there's no, like UFC... like actual reason to think Kamaru Usman's gonna lose this fight.
No.
Like he's like he, I think he's gonna dominate him again.
No, it's like seeing. I mean, I know that they never lost, but I think it's watching like a Jon Jones. It's like watching a Khabib.
I mean, if Edwards wins again, one of the great things in history.
Oh, he owns him. He owns
exactly. No, that's Eli Manning on Tom Brady. Like that is fucking like that is the UFC. Like that is incredible.
A lot of these guys too, when they lose, you can see like their full colors. Kamaru Usman. Stand-up guy.
Oh, yeah.
Class.
Well, because there's no... when it happens, when you're that good and you're on the king like that, it's tough to lose, like, if you lose in, like, a decision. But, I mean, Usman got kicked to the sun. Like, there was nothing to do.
Smoked.
There's no take to be other than being like, I got knocked the fuck
out. Rewatched it yesterday, too. Like, you know how, like, when someone hits someone with a cold one like that, you're thinking they're going to give them a couple more punches till they're out? Like, it was just
no,
right
he's
away.
Out.
He was like, out.
He's absolutely out cold. Yeah,
he was done.
Like he, I think in like the first interview he did after it was with like Hawani or someone like that. But he was like, dude, I was like staring at Leon, like I was thinking about like a takedown or something, and then he was like, dude, I woke up in like the back of an ambulance. Hmm. Like he was like, I had no fucking idea what happened, dude. Like,
when is this fight? Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. 5 p.m. main card start. Don't forget. In England.
Okay. Fuck.
Speaking, you know...
Four in Nashville. Respectfully.
Of the fighting game.
And have your times down.
Have a big tilt for our guy, Frank the Tank Hogan, taking on Jimmy Williams. Frank the Tank trying to go on 14-0. Right now he's 13-0 with 12 KOs. Great friend of the program. I'll be there tomorrow night.
Hell of an
Let's
outfit.
Go, Frank the Tank, baby.
Frank, hell of an outfit today. Hopefully we clipped it.
Yeah, he's rocking some Borat shit.
Borat
after it,
looking great. Totally owning it.
You got to stand out. I think that's what he's trying to figure out. And how do you stand out by not just, you know, of course beating everyone, but then how do you do that off the canvas? How do you do that away?
He's gonna kill that kid tomorrow.
Jimmy Williams, 18-10-2.
If he were to go down, it would. It's not going to happen, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, stop. Don't worry. Yeah, don't. Yeah,
I didn't get to weigh in on Bobby Lights on Lang last year, but the champ will be back. That was a horseshit loss. I've been taking it hard.
Again, it's Arena and Francis Hogan will be tomorrow night, Thursday night. Tune in, buy your tickets.
Be there. Yeah. Be there. Do you have the odds for the Gaethje fight?
Yes, I had it right back here.
Also, is that Frank the Tank fight available for streaming or no?
I'm not sure. I'm sure you can if there's a will, there's a way. Justin Gaethje, same odds for the main event. He's a dog.
Kind of like it.
I don't
kinda
know anything
like
about Rafael Fiziv.
He is a spitting wheel kick win.
That's unreal.
That's like all you really need to know.
Gaethje has no chance.
It should be sick. Yeah. That fight should honestly be an absolute scrap. That fight should be amazing.
Should be. A lot of stuff in the fighting game. I mean, Rough and Rowdy a couple weeks ago, disappointing.
Very.
But he'll be back.
He will.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back. He made a statement, and I think it's clear that he's coming back hard. And he fought a good fight. I mean, he didn't fucking go down.
Tough to work with that, man. I mean, dude, you got to fight someone you can't see. It's hard.
It's very tough when you're bleeding bloody murder. Someone said at Proto's house, it looked like when Xerxes looked like he saw that he could bleed, it was like it stunned him. It definitely stunned Lights Out Lang for a minute, no doubt about it. I'd love, hopefully he'll come on the program and discuss it. Giving him a couple weeks to get out of the shit.
Yeah,
the
funk. Some time.
But I hope, he did always say, if we lose this, he'll never come back on. That is on record. I hope that's not true. That's why.
I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true. Jam wants to talk.
Quick World Baseball Classic talk before we wrap up.
Some Oscar talk, too, I see on here. Maybe we can
mix that up. I didn't really tune in that much, but I know who the winners. World Baseball Classic, I've kind of watched like every night of it. Great stuff. Team USA dropped one of Mexico, but beat the brakes off of
Canada
last
night.
Which
I support in all aspects.
Yes.
Whenever Team USA plays Canada, I don't care what it is. Beat the fuck out of Canada.
I was watching Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic before I came here. These teams with stacked lineups. Great to see. Devers struck out. Kiki hit a double. Like, I didn't even know how to both on like both different teams.
Yeah.
Cool to see the venues.
I think it's stuff that I knew this was going on, but hardly.
Where is it?
Where's the advertising on the World Baseball Classic?
It's on like FS1, FS2.
Not even good. Physically, like, where is it being played?
So USA is playing their pool in Arizona, like Chase Field with the D-backs play. The Dominican Republic's pool is playing in Miami where the Marlins play. The Japan team played out in Japan with all the Asian countries.
No, that's like why I was asking was like because like there are games at like 6 a.m. and there are games at like 10 p.m. and I was like, these have to be like something's like got like this doesn't like
yeah
make
so
sense.
They start the
but Japan, they're all at different time
they
zones
start the
shit.
Japan
okay.
one first and then the final eight, which is the top two teams of
each
pool
group. Yeah,
make it to Miami and quarterfinals start there. I think it's by this weekend. I think they wrap up pretty quick.
I just feel like you got to be like the only guy who's fully tuned into this. Maybe I'm sure there's baseball guys that are there, but like it's not advertised like randomly. The only reason I got a whiff of it is because like the USA Canada thing was a route and it was all over like Twitter. I didn't even know it was going on though.
Yeah,
which
I guess
doesn't mean much for me. But
you got Mike Trout, Mookie Betts playing. Man, it's good. If you're a baseball fan, it's good baseball to watch. I get baseball's boring.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hinting at. Like the fact that I don't know, it just doesn't stick out like the World Cup or anything else when they do this kind
Aaron
of shit.
Judge isn't there, so there's no point in watching.
I need a three for Marcus Smart.
Why
right
is he not? I would feel like he should be on the team.
I think
team.
He took it off.
Took it off. I mean, it's insulting to take off the World Baseball Classic. That also proves it's not that big. If Aaron Judge isn't in it,
you're right, and you don't get all the pictures. Because the pitchers,
they
like, got to
rest their
they
arms.
They want to rest their arms.
I don't love it. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like,
I've always thought it was pointless, kind of that one.
A pitcher is a right to do that. That's fine. If saving yourself is your like move as like a position player, like grow up, dude.
I guess I'm saying is like if this was supposed to have originally be made as like something that was like World Cup-ish, it's like nowhere near it.
But if
that was like the point of it when they created it, like
well,
they starting, failed miserably.
It's to get the world involved, but it's not like a like they're not trying. They know it's not the fucking World Cup.
They started with eight teams like 14 years ago. Now it's up to 20. So like,
so it's growing.
You're getting the world involved in sport.
Trying
off the couch, not drinking, maybe doing drugs, but I don't know.
Who's doing drugs?
And it's also helped. There was one. There was one guy on some.
Fuck yeah.
I think it was like Team Nicaragua or something. He struck out Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, and Rafael Devers in like the ninth inning, and literally got like a minor league contract like after the game.
Good. Well, that I support.
That was very cool.
Yeah, like some team was just like, dude, you can strike out those three in one inning.
We'll take
like, fucking,
we'll
yeah,
take
like, dude, you're on the minor league squad. Like, come to America when it's time.
They just picked him off the street and,
and
said,
yeah, you know
hey, the
mean?
World
so, like,
Baseball Classics today. He's like, okay.
Yeah, like that's
I'll
awesome.
I have to cancel
you know
my softball game.
Yeah, exactly.
Oscars talk, can we get into
Oscars
it?
Talk,
still,
yeah.
Still knows
you,
these
you
movies.
You lead the way.
I mean, what do we want to talk about here?
I want to talk about how I remember when you talked about the whale and you said
best, he did win best,
but he won
best
actor.
So he played a good act, but it was the most disturbing movie and just like waste of time I've ever seen. Like I would just never like want to watch that movie again. Like it's basically, it's one room the whole time. He's a fat piece of shit wearing a. I think he wore like a fat suit. He like almost has a heart attack.
What if he didn't?
He's eating like chicken. He's eating chicken and like bullshit the entire time, like fried chicken. Oh, dude, it's just an uncomfortable movie. Like,
whereas Magic missed the meaning of that documentary. Like, I haven't seen The Whale, but I feel like whatever the director was trying to, like, portray, like, it, like you missed it.
This is a sad fucking movie. Like, I don't want that, dude. I don't want to watch that. Friday night, dude, I'm going to go watch, like, a nice flick. Nah.
That's more of a Monday night
no,
movie.
No, yeah. Sure. I mean, that's kind of like on nice, you. That's kind of on you. Like, you shouldn't have seen that on a Friday.
That's
think...
a Monday night film. Like, we're down. That's a Monday night snow day film.
Wow, snow day.
Yeah, Josh snow day. Love that.
Yeah, still,
all Quiet on the Western Front should have won Best Picture.
What did win the Everything All at
Everything
once?
Everywhere All at Once
they
did.
They won everything.
Yeah, that
the one. Actors very much deserved it. The acting in that movie is phenomenal. That movie's weird as shit if you've never watched it. Like, that might be the weirdest movie that's, like, won Best Picture. That movie's weird as hell. But All Quiet on the Western Front.
Was it weirder
movie.
Than Parasite?
Yes.
Wow,
like, much so.
I didn't even Parasite think Parasite was weird.
Parasite was pretty weird.
Parasite was great.
This is, like, this was much weirder than Parasite.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to see it, though.
But
Banshees.
It's a great movie.
The
I'm
Banshees movie didn't win anything. Banshees. Colin Farrell didn't take home anything.
He did not. No, I don't think that movie took home much.
I hate to say
that's a great flick too, though. That's
Avatar
a great,
didn't
that's worth watch. I didn't. That's the only Best Picture movie I didn't see was Avatar, which I fully intend
I've
to
been
watch.
Been recommending it. You missed it though. That I don't think it will hit the same as when it's not in theaters.
That definitely had to one like. All the fucking like
editing
and
one
and
best
shit.
Visual or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Like all that shit. Like that definitely had to like sweep the floor with that.
As it should. But see it on Shrooms and in an IMAX theater if you can to really capture that
anything's
best visual.
Possible. Anything's possible.
I'm sure the voters were on them.
Yeah.
That's all I got there though. Yeah, the Oscars are about as boring as the World Baseball Classic.
Bunch of bullshit.
Frank the Tank, let's get a win tomorrow.
Chris Rock, shitting on Will Smith, that was cool if we want to talk about Oscars. No.
What happened?
Yeah, forget it. endings, if it wouldn't be March Madness without the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone fakes it here when they don't know something. Magic, if he doesn't pretend like he knows, you know.
He does know everything,
knows.
Though.
Nope. None of us know.
I got San Diego State.
None of us know college basketball at all, but we all made some picks. I'm not taking the favorite because I think they're the favorite, but I think Houston's going to win it. I think Houston...
No chance. Rarely does the favorite win.
God wants me to bet Oral Roberts to beat Duke round one. God wants it. God needs
it. There's enough free gambling points out there these
Duke
days.
Duke is so red hot. Everyone thinks they're going all the way. Oral Roberts has like the highest scoring player in college basketball. It has March Madness written all
I love
over.
It.
Yeah, you know it's
is that game tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Check on that Duke game.
No, I got it right here. Duke.
I might throw some money on that.
Duke. I'm not seeing Duke.
Fucking Oral Roberts. It should be bottom left.
Yeah.
Is it a 116?
No. 316. No, it's 512.
Oh, I like
There's
that.
There's always a 5-12 upset. There's always a 5-12.
One that I want to look at, too, tomorrow. It actually starts right away, like at 12:40 might be one of the first games. Virginia is only favored by one point against Furman. Furman.
Never
so that means this Furman team is good.
It's the real deal.
27-7.
And Virginia's a notorious.
All right, this says 6, but I saw one earlier. That's even 5.5. That's low against Furman?
What are the rankings? What are the seeds?
It's 4 versus 13.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, we're riding with the...
What's San Diego...
The Furman Paladins.
Might take Furman, too.
Who's San Diego State playing?
San Diego State, I think, has an easy one. Charleston. They're the 5 seed. It's a good pick to take San Diego State. Favored by 5 points.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it. Playing at 3:10 tomorrow.
Okay. Let's get a little rowdy with March Madness.
I cannot wait for tomorrow, man.
It's the best time of the year.
I don't know anything.
This is a tournament people give a shit about.
It's going to be chaos.
It always is. This is the best time.
I just don't like talking about something that I don't know any of the players. I mean, just throughout the years. I've
been doing it for years, man.
Yeah, throughout the years.
It's my career on this podcast. Just have a little fun with it. Throw some cheddar around.
Light bets.
No way.
Parlays.
And with college basketball, you could just like generalize with the team and just be like, dude, like Like Virginia. Like Virginia chokes fucking every year. I'll actually, like, I don't need to know shit.
I'll shut up. Yeah, exactly. That you do. That's all you do need to know. Like Virginia shits the best.
You just need the gist of things.
Yeah, shout out Villanova for not being anywhere in sight.
Kentucky's like a seven seed, but you know they'll end up in like the Final Four.
I want to shout out Jimmy Askins. He looks like he's been turning up the heat on his gambling stuff now that gambling's legal. I might ride and die with some of his picks because I'm sure he's going to be hitting it heavy tomorrow. Have you been seeing the stuff he's been
putting out? After it? Love to see it.
I was talking to Jimmy Askins today.
Do I trust his picks? No. But will I ride with him?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
I'll ride with him because I need someone to ride with. And Anton seems shaky.
You have just as much luck deciding for yourself in March Madness.
I know. That's the best part.
Like, you just, like,
I feel like this is the perfect time to take all that free gambling money they're giving away and just, you ride or die with it. You hope you get lucky. You hope you get lucky or you're like, gambling's not for me. But what better time to, like, do it than March Madness?
Throw it all on red.
Celtics win. Let's go. We're back.
Hey.
Marcus Smart did not score out 12 points.
Thought shame.
But the Kings won.
Thought you were a FanDuel guy. Thought you were the guy.
The Kings won.
True. Respectfully.
That was big. Let's wrap up here. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Hedgebetter, just to make this all possible. Feel better, buddy. Shout out to Site Edge Fitness and Performance and Braintree. Craig Kelly, getting all these kids in college.
Killing it lately. Respect. Killing it.
The law offices of Patrick J. Foley. We're actually going to have him in studio next week to promote his fundraiser for running the Boston Marathon, which is going to be April 1st, Saturday, April 1st at J.J. Foley's, 7 p.m. You know where it is, South End only. Make it happen.
Probably be
gonna
there.
Probably going to be popping this week, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be there. Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Shout out St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's
happy
Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
What are you boys
to
doing
all
for
it?
I'm probably
laying low, everyone laying low.
I think I'm laying low. He's going to Nashville. He's not laying low.
Laying very, very far from low.
You know, get in the Seaport Social. If the Seaport's open.
Why not?
I bet Seaport Social will be bumping a little bit this weekend. Yeah. Come to Madre.
Yeah, or Alex's, you know, Club Alex's.
Yeah, Club Alex's have definitely had some St. Patty's Day strippers going.
Yeah.
All right. A pot of gold under one of their pussies.
Episode 115. That's all from Steel and Naz. Be safe out there.
Shout out Pyro Water.
Good luck with your brackets not getting busted. And, happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's have a weekend.
Yep.